This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has managed to hold up the casino licensing process in eastern Massachusetts to make the case that his city should have more say over casino proposals in Revere and Everett. If regulators agree, voters in Charlestown and East Boston could block those casinos. WBUR's Fred Tice was at today's sometimes contentious State Gaming Commission meeting and filed this report.
Mayor Marty Walsh showed up to address commissioners personally.
The importance of this issue to the residents of the city of Boston brings me here today. The potential impact of casinos goes to the core of the quality of life of our neighborhoods.
A lawyer for the city argued that Boston is a host city to a proposed casino in Everett because the only way to get there is on a Boston street and because the developer, Wynn Resorts, has partnerships with the Boston Symphony and the TD Garden. The lawyer argued Boston is a host city to both the Revere and the Everett casinos because people would use Boston roadways, public transportation, and Logan Airport to get to casinos in either location. Tom Frangillo, a private attorney working for the city, asked the commission to rule on Boston's request to be a host community before considering who receives another kind of designation, that of surrounding community. Host communities can stop a casino. Surrounding communities can't.
The cart is being put before the horse on this issue of surrounding community status. The host community status has to be addressed first.
Don't come in here and say that we've been putting the cart before the horse. What you want to do is rearrange the cart and the horse.
At first, the commission's chairman, Steve Crosby, told Frangillo that Boston's request to be a host community is too late.
It has been resolved. Don't be disingenuous about this. This process has been going on for a long time. This specific issue has been addressed at least twice. The host community issue was started last summer and has been resolved.
But ultimately, as they talked it over, commission members did come around to supporting Boston's request. They decided they could hold a hearing on the request within 2 weeks, and so, with his last-minute intervention, Walsh has managed to put a cog in the wheel of the two casino proposals, at least for a while. If the commission rules in his favor, he would get to negotiate a host community agreement with developers of both casinos, and he would push for a vote in Charlestown on the Everett Casino and in East Boston on the Revere Casino.
Well, all I want is to make sure that the people of both of those communities have a chance to say and express how they feel through the vote.
For now, the Gaming Commission has only agreed to consider Boston's arguments. There's no indication that commissioners are ready to reverse their finding that Boston is not a host community. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.